It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, February 24th, 2021. Today is the birthday of Steve Jobs, the charismatic pioneer of the personal computer era and the co-founder of Apple Incorporated, born in 1955 in San Francisco, California. He was raised by adoptive parents in Cupertino, located in what is now known as Silicon Valley. Though he was interested in engineering, his youthful passions varied. He dropped out of Reed College in Portland, Oregon, took a job at Atari as a video game designer in early 1974, and saved enough money for a pilgrimage to India to experience Buddhism. Back in Silicon Valley in the fall, he reconnected with Stephen Wozniak, a former high school friend who was working for Hewlett-Packard. When Wozniak told Jobs of his progress in designing his own computer logic board, Jobs suggested that they go into business together, which they did after Hewlett-Packard formally turned down Wozniak's design in 1976. The Apple I, as they called the logic board, was built in the Jobs family garage, with money obtained by selling Steve's Volkswagen minibus and Wozniak's programmable calculator. Jobs was one of the first entrepreneurs to understand that the personal computer would appeal to a broad audience, at least if it did not appear to belong in a junior high school science fair. With his encouragement, Wozniak designed an improved model, the Apple II, complete with a keyboard, and they arranged to have a sleek, molded plastic case manufactured to enclose the unit. Though Steve Jobs had long, unkempt hair and shunned coats and ties, he managed to obtain financing, distribution, and publicity for his company, Apple Computer, incorporated in 1977, the same year that the Apple II was completed. The machine was an immediate success, becoming synonymous with the boom in personal computers. In 1983, the company recruited Pepsi President John Sculley to be its chief executive officer. Jobs had convinced him to accept the position by challenging him, "Do you want to sell that sugar water for the rest of your life?" The line was shrewdly effective, but it also revealed Jobs' own near messianic belief in the computer revolution. During that same period, Jobs was heading the most important project in the company's history, the Macintosh, or Mac, marketed as not merely great, but insanely great. In January 1984, Jobs himself introduced the Macintosh in a brilliantly choreographed demonstration that was the centerpiece of an extraordinary publicity campaign. It would later be pointed to as the archetype of event marketing. In 2001, Jobs started reinventing Apple for the 21st century. That was the year that Apple introduced iTunes, a computer program for playing music and for converting music to the compact MP3 digital format commonly used in computers and other digital devices. By 2006, more than 1 billion songs and videos had been sold through Apple's online iTunes store. In recognition of the growing shift in the company's business, Jobs officially changed the name of the company to Apple Incorporated on January 9, 2007. At the same time all this was happening, Steve Jobs was also fighting for his life. In 2003, he was diagnosed with a rare form of pancreatic cancer. He put off surgery for about 9 months while he tried alternative medical strategies. Surgeries and other treatments, including a liver transplant, followed, while Jobs tried to remain at work as much as he could between intermittent medical leaves of absence. His 8-year-long battle ended in October 2011. He was 56 years old. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 24th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.